All right, so let's get into some actual text messages that you can use. We're going to start off with first text openers. So these are meant to be sent within the first 24 hours of meeting her. First one is by a guy named Adam Lyons, and it works really well for women that you meet during the day, and you want to send this within 10 minutes or even 5 minutes of meeting her. So it's, "Hey cutie, so random meeting you just now. Are you always so friendly to strangers?" Now, "Hey cutie" is showing your interest in her, because during the day, I recommend you go direct if it's a girl, especially if she's by herself. "So random meeting you just now" will remind her that you are this random guy that she just met. Now, why is that a good thing? If you talk to women and you ask women where they'd rather meet a guy, a lot of times, most of the time, they'll say during the day. They want some random guy to come up to them and sweep them off their feet. "Are you always so friendly to strangers?" is a small qualifying question, and it just compels her to respond. It'll get her to thinking, well, am I friendly to strangers? And sometimes she'll respond with something like, well, only cute guys. So it kind of gives you an idea of how attracted is she. If she says something like that, she's pretty attracted. Okay, next. For this one, we're going to have to back up and talk about what you're going to have to say after you get her number. So let's say you got her number. Now you say, I'm going to text you something so you have my number. I think I'm going to text you something naughty. And she might say, ooh, I like that. And that's good. You know, you have a really sexual girl on your hands. But a lot of times she'll say, okay, sure. Or she'll say, no, don't text me something naughty. And if she says that, just say, nope, I'm going to text you something naughty. And then walk away. And then within about 5 minutes or less, text her the word something and the word naughty. And maybe a smiley face. And that's great, because it's going to set a sexual frame. And at the same time, it's not going to be creepy. She might have thought when you said that, well, okay, this guy was cool up until this point. But then when you send the text, she's going to be like, oh, it was just a joke. And it's going to totally crack her up. So it's funny. And it sets a sexual frame. So I really like that one. Some other ones, "Are you textually active?" Or you could send her, "Are you textually active? Because I'm thinking about making you my new text partner. Haha." Now that's a good one too, because it still sets that textual frame. Now, a couple more that aren't as sexual. Do you speak text? Now remember, sign your name if she didn't save your number. "Hey, it's your name. I've decided to make you my new texting buddy. Congrats." That's slightly cocky. Last one, "I have a confession," or "I have a secret." Now that you can send at any time, not just for a first text. And it's compelling because she's obviously going to wonder, what's the secret, what's the confession? And you can follow up with something like, well, you kind of impressed me. Keep up the good work. Or you kind of impressed me tonight. Or you're kind of cute, but don't get any ideas. Notice how it's a push-pull. I say, you're kind of cute. I pull her in. Then I say, well, but don't get any ideas. I push her away. And we'll talk about push-pull a little bit more in a second. Okay, so what to send her the same night you meet her? You want to be careful. If you just had a short interaction with her, you don't want to send something overly sweet. Or it could seem a little too needy, like you didn't meet anybody else that night. If you had a really good interaction with her and maybe you built a lot of comfort, you could text her something that's more assuming a lot of comfort, such as "sweet dreams, cutie," or "hope you got home safe." Those are fine for those kind of situations. But now if you want to actually see her that night, which is a really good idea because a lot of times, especially depending on where you live, a lot of women will meet up at somebody's house and they all carpool together to the bar or the club, meaning there's a designated driver and all the girls came together and all the girls have this pact that they're all going to leave together. If that's the case, then at around 2 a.m. or maybe even 3 a.m. after they get home, text her something that will reinitiate the conversation or reinitiate some textual dialogue in hopes of her coming over to your house after she got dropped off by her friends or after she dropped off her friends. So you could text her. So bottom line, you kind of impressed me tonight, and I don't get impressed very often. Keep up the good work. So this is a slight push-pull. You're showing your interest, but you're also showing that she's going to have to work hard. It's slightly cocky, funny. Works really well. Now, you can also text her anything random. I got this from a couple guys named Czar and Hydro. Milkshakes at 2 a.m. rock. Text her, milkshakes at 2 a.m. rock. Or something that you're doing. I don't care if it's Taco Bell or wherever you went. Just something to reinitialize the conversation without asking her a question. First, want to see where she's at. If you say milkshakes at 2 a.m. rock and she says, ooh, that sounds great. Now, see what that does. If you send her milkshakes at 2 a.m. rock, she might text you back, really, that sounds great, or something like that, and you can have her come meet you there, and then from there, you can go back to your place. Okay, so next are random text openers. These can be used as first text openers or any time you want to text her. It could be the day after you met her, it could be a week, it could be a month, it's anytime you want to text her. How's my favorite little brat doing? Any nickname that's teasing, like brat, punk, playa. I like Flea, which is a female playa. Nerd or herd, which is a hot nerd. Geek are great because they're fun. People that give nicknames are usually people that are close, like your brother, sister, or close friend. Next, how's my third favorite little brat doing? And this shows that you have a lot of women in your life. So how's my third favorite brat doing? Next, I just made you open your phone for no reason. Looks like I got you in check. So it's a little cocky funny. Next, hey nerd, I just saw the funniest X and thought of you. Now, X can be anything. The idea is that it's callback humor, something from the initial interaction. Next, this one's great. Especially if you showed her that you're a pretty funny guy and pretty playful. Okay, here it is. It's me, your cell phone, that is. Not wanting anything in particular right now. Just wanted to get out of your pocket. It stinks down there. Next, I hope you're smiling. If not, just think of me. Slightly cocky funny. If you're not smiling, then you're not thinking of me. That's just another variation.